Matthew Dowd was chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney 2004 re-election campaign. He says in this GOP primary, just like any election, winners usually win because of some good things their campaign did, along with some bad things the losing candidate did. And in this race, the campaign misstep by Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison was more about who she was than about a political gaffe.
You can't come into a state these days and say, I'm from Washington, I'm here to help, which is what her campaign message was. And what she got was an electorate that gave her the finger.
Governor Perry began using that anti-Washington feeling to his advantage on the campaign trail almost a year ago. He was able to define Senator Hutchison as a D.C. insider, and she was never able to change that image. Mike Basilis is the pollster for Governor Rick Perry. He says it won't be long before the Perry campaign begins giving Texans its view of Democratic challenger Bill White.
We know he supported national health care. We know he's a trialer. We know he's part of the Democrat administrations. There's a lot of things about his record that we have yet to look at.
Matthew Dowd says that's why, unlike Hutchison, Bill White must quickly work to paint his own picture of who he is and how he feels about what's going on in Washington. Dowd says that includes quickly distancing himself from President Obama and congressional Democrats.
He's got to get out there and say, I disagree with the administration on this. I disagree with the Democrat Nancy Pelosi on this. If he gets tied quickly to Washington and that whole thing, and he gets put in a position of, well, where are you on health care reform and the bills that are before this? Where are you on the stimulus package? Where are you on this? And he gets tied quickly, he's got a real problem.
White does have one small advantage in the race to define who he is to voters. He finished the primary race with almost $5.5 million in the bank, more than twice what Governor Perry has on hand at the moment. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.